Hello, beautiful souls. I want to read you a short section from a book I've been writing about mindfulness, which is really about all the things I've learned from coaching people over the years. And this section I find kind of fun because as beginners, the two things that really hit us right in the beginning are, of course, comparing ourselves to other people. We're looking around and we're having crazy mind stuff going on, and everyone around us looks so serene. So that's one thing that happens, comparison. And of course, that happens in yoga and meditation and life, all over the place. And so, of course, we bring that to meditation. And another problem that beginners have right up front is they think they're supposed to sit cross-legged on the floor, and that's extremely uncomfortable for everybody. So this section is really about addressing both of those things. All right, here we go. This section is titled, "How is this supposed to be comfortable?" Often we see photos of people sitting serenely on the grass, cross-legged, back straight, with a blissful look on their face. Of course, when we sit down like that, our feet go to sleep instantly, right after our knees and back start screaming in pain. This posture is in no way comfortable. How do people in the photos do it? Well, first, remember that you're looking at a photo and that the person may have sat like that for 2 seconds and then started rolling around in agony just after the shutter clicked. Or maybe they can sit like that for hours on end. Maybe not. Just keep this in mind. Looks can be deceiving. Remember that when you're looking at photos. Remember that when you're sneaking a peek at the people next to you in a meditation practice, you have no idea what they're feeling or what they're experiencing on any level. You can't read a book by its cover. When you see real people sitting like that, maybe you walk into a yoga class or you're at a meditation practice, remember that no matter what the outside looks like, you have no idea what's going on inside. Their legs might have fallen off in the first 30 seconds. They might be in agonizing pain. They might even look serene because their minds are totally focused on the delicious ice cream they had last night, completely lost in beautiful thoughts. I'm not saying that everyone you see meditating is in agony or lost in thought. I'm just saying, remember that you don't know what someone is experiencing on the inside by looking at them from the outside. Just saying. Remember that when you quite naturally compare yourself with the photos or the meditators around you, that you don't know what they're experiencing. Give them the space to be in pain, lost in thought, struggling, or totally comfortable and blissed out in nirvana, and all of the spaces in between. Even more importantly, give yourself the space to be feeling and thinking whatever you're feeling and thinking too. They don't get points for looking good. And neither do you. You advance in this practice, if there is any advancement, by being real, by noticing, holy cow, Batman, this is painful, or wow, I'm actually comfortable at the moment, nice. Just notice whatever is happening. That's all that's really required. My point here is that first, you don't have to be calm and serene, especially on the inside. And sitting is painful for everyone in the beginning. And no matter what anyone else looks like on the outside, I guarantee you they are having, or have had, or will have, their own adventures through crazy land, too. Having said all of that, I completely disagree with the idea that you have to sit cross-legged on the floor in order to meditate. It's really not necessary. Sitting is a valid way to meditate, for sure, and it's just not the only one. I do respect and recommend the practices I've done and studied that require you to sit cross-legged. I find them very useful and very powerful practices. And I also respect and recommend the practices I've done and studied that do not require you to sit like this. I've done super powerful practices that require you to literally jump up and down and go, ha, as you land. Not painful at all. Bit embarrassing when the neighbors complain, but that's a whole different issue. This was an Osho dynamic meditation, and it's hugely powerful and effective for what it sets out to achieve. There are many, many more comfortable practices, like the Sufis who spin in circles. There's lots of beautiful YouTube videos on that if you want to see. Or Five Rhythms, which is a free movement kind of dance practice. There's also Sudaba, a creation of Will Johnson's, which asks you to let the body move spontaneously. You're standing and just flowing, which was my main practice for the first 2 years. So my point here is that you can choose a practice that is physically comfortable, well, uncomfortable, if that practice calls to you. Or you can choose a practice that isn't physically painful at all. You can do practices that allow you to sit in a chair, stand up, or even move around freely. The options are practically endless. So know that you have choices.